This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Guest free today, so we have more time to find out what's on your mind. That's what we're up to today. 800-228-0550. Only pause briefly for a birthday celebration for Todd the Radio God Mitchell. right here on the air. And I believe I did sing for the first time in my entire broadcasting career. On the
what?
Radio. Yeah.
You've never managed to sing on the radio before today?
No, I'm horrible. I hate.
Well, so am I, but I mean, you just things you do, right?
Yeah. So, anything for you, Todd, you know what I'm saying? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone
number. I hope you're wearing Cohen's pants so that they don't catch fire, by the way.
Oh, Lord.
Was that for a punchline?
Yeah. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. We have an off-air caller that had a suggestion for me. I'm going to take this under advisement, but you tell me if this would be a smart thing to do here. Go ahead and roll it.
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's Thursday today, and you would have time to get to Napoleon before the sale was over for Nephila. Yeah.
That's an interesting suggestion. I don't know. Should I do that, folks? Make the
put
trek.
Put 55 candles in my birthday Nephila.
I have to tell you, I love Nephila soup. You tell me what's better than Nephila, and if I agree with you, I'll give you a free MyPillow.
Challenge is on.
Interesting contest,
that's
but
good.
Yeah. What's better than Nephila? That's my question.
How North Dakota can you get for a challenge, huh?
There you go. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Chris in Laverne. Chris, what's on your mind?
The 6 years I spent in the North Dakota National Guard in Jamestown, we'd always eat at the depot, and the lady there made the most amazing homemade beer cheese soup. And every day we ate there, it was always out. Everybody would eat it. So
is this still going? The depot in Jamestown, is that still a thing?
I think it still is, but I don't know if the same lady still runs it. But the beer cheese soup she made was amazing.
I don't know why I'm not a beer cheese soup fan, because I like beer and I like cheese, so I don't know. You think it'd just be like a heavenly soup, but I'm other members of my family are into it. I'm not. I'm more Nephila, so I can't give you the my pillow in good conscience, Chris. But you did us a favor by giving all the beer cheese soup lovers in the audience a shot to find another good bowl of soup.
The reason why I called was an infanticide bill that failed at the Senate. And I'm wondering why Kevin Cramer wasn't there to vote. He was one of three senators that did not vote on the bill. And it said that he had flight delays or whatever. I mean, this is a big thing. This is a big deal. I mean, he could have been there petitioning to people, talking to people about it, trying to sway Democrats and do his job by representing us. And this is a huge topic, and he was gone. He wasn't even there. What's up with that?
Well, first of all, it was a flight delay, and a ridiculous flight delay, like 4 hours or something. So it was more on Delta than on him. They did obviously schedule that early on a Monday on I think they call that a fly-in day, where they're on their way in, and they put them as late as possible in the day. I think he and two others, maybe three others, missed the flight.
Three total.
Three total for the same reasons. the flight. However, they needed, five or six votes to ultimately get to the 60-vote threshold. So, if in fact there would have been a shot at getting that passed, then they would have held the vote until, the other members got there. But the votes weren't there. So but Kevin was a co-sponsor. I don't think him not being there based on a flight delay is, worthy of criticism to say, gosh, you should have done more. He co-sponsored the bill. His first speech on the floor was about the issue. He's obviously as pro-life as you can get. So it just was an unfortunate travel thing, but it would not have made any difference had he been there or the others, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, it was just disheartening to see that he wasn't there and, doing something to maybe talk to others to sway them.
I think most of that had been done already, right? I mean, you're gonna persuade everybody you can persuade. So I don't know that you do any more that day, but he's going to be on tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll get asked about this because others have asked about it as well. And I'm more mad at the fact that you have, the amount of people that we do have that think it's okay to kill a baby. It just is. It's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling.
And another thing that really gets me is the fact that, I was watching on Amazon Prime this TV series called Men in the High Castle. And it was if Nazi regime had ruled and the Japanese Empire had ruled and they took over the United States. And the big thing in this is in the Nazi regime is people put themselves forward to get killed if they find out that they have a birth defect, a genetic defect, trying to purify the race. And it's like, how can people that are LGBTQ, that are for individual human rights and rights of a woman, how can they say that it's okay to kill a baby because it doesn't have a good enough genetics? I mean, what the heck?
I couldn't agree anymore. How they don't awaken to that, I don't know. I can't explain it. It makes me crazy. It really does. I just ask anybody to recognize that the day you were conceived, okay, at your conception, so much was decided about you.
Yeah.
Hair color, eye color, all kinds of things, right? Big nose, little nose.
All
these things.
Busy.
Yeah. All these things are decided about you on that day, okay? And then, even if you want to pull out a Bible, you can do this from two perspectives. You can do it from the perspective of science and what we know happens on at conception, or you can do it from a faith perspective. I think both are worthy of consideration, but a faith perspective, you have Bible passages talking about, I knew you when I formed you in your mother's womb. Okay?
Yeah.
So there is your creator saying, I knew you. And 60 million times since Roe versus Wade in the early 70s, somebody's decided they know better than God. They know better than science that they're going to end that child's life. And, if it were me, I'm just saying I'd be really afraid to die. I'd be really afraid to die and to wonder what kind of judgment I was going to face for that decision. And I would really quickly reconcile that, get that fixed, ask for forgiveness and try and get on some kind of platform to be able to say, don't do what I did. That's what I would do to atone for, because it just doesn't make any sense. It just is. It's mind boggling. It really is. And
the big thing is this is, they believe that Christians are self-righteous in this. Christians are evil. Everyone is evil. This world isn't the way God intended it to be. And for people to feel that we think that we're self-righteous is ridiculous. We're just as bad as anyone. Everyone is. We're all evil. And the world isn't the way God intended it. So at some point, things are going to be made right. And that's what we have to look forward to, is the day when God will make things right.
And I don't believe that we're all evil. I believe we have a choice whether we're going to be evil or whether we're going to be good, whether we're going to follow, the teachings. But I know what you're getting at. It's a fallen world. It's a fallen world. Just look at this, folks. Nobody reads a history book and doesn't agree what Hitler did, what that regime did, was wrong. You can't. And God bless America to go in there and liberate those camps and do what we did. Once again, putting the lives of American blood at risk to go stop an atrocity over there. But the numbers there, 6 million that were Jews, another 3 million that were, you know, gay or lesbian or you know, had some kind of a deformity or whatever. He did the Catholics, you know, all the groups they didn't like, okay? That number swells to about 9 million. We're at 60 million since the 70s. That the, yeah. The Supreme Court of the United States said, yeah, you can go ahead and end that life. We're 60 million. So this is our own Holocaust right here. Every bit is bad. In fact, you know, darn near 10 times as bad as what Hitler did. That's the wake up call I wish people would grab onto. You know what I mean?
Judgment is a scary thing.
Well, it should be. It should be. But, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people think this is it. This is the whole enchilada. It's not. This is but a blip compared to eternal life. But let's figure it out.
Thanks for time, Scott.
Before that comes, thank you for a thought-provoking discussion, Chris, in the Laverne. Others waiting. We'll get to you next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today?
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into. So they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Brought to you today by MyPillow and the best sheets money can buy. These are MyPillow Dream Sheets. They are just extraordinary. I haven't figured out a way to describe them yet. Other than, you know, when you slide into the sheets, it's just I don't do that with regular sheets. You do with these, and I don't know what it is. I don't know how to describe it. It's just dreamy. And they have Giza cotton, which comes from an area that grows the best cotton in the world, in the Mediterranean. Pretty cool. You just slide into bed at night. It's like paradise. It really is. I don't know how to describe it. But trust me on this one thing. You'll love them, and they're 30% off, plus free shipping right now when you use the promo code SCOTT. So 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT right there. We have a full bank of calls, but this one wants to talk about soup, so I'm going there first. How about that? Yeah. When I see soup on the board, there's where I'm going. Have you got a soup better than Neflup by chance?
I do, just a little bit. How about Norwegian Puttekloof that's smothered in butter? Potato dumpling.
Norwegian, what did you call it?
Puttekloof.
Hmm. And that's a soup?
No, it's a potato dumpling.
Okay, it's just the dumpling.
With bacon inside of it.
Oh, my Lord. Bacon is good.
Yeah,
bacon is good, yeah.
Well, that's, if you haven't tried it, you should.
Yeah, no kidding. It sounds delightful, especially the bacon part.
Yes.
And that's basically what Nephila is, isn't it? That's a little dumpling in the Nephila.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It's similar to it.
Just doesn't have the bacon in it. All right, Rich. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for calling from Castleton. If I find a soup that I honestly believe is better than Nephila, that you would help me jog my memory on, trust me on this one thing, you're going to get a MyPillow. But we better keep it a soup, I think. Philip in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk soup. I know you're a big Nephila fan, but, you know, an overlooked soup that's unbelievably delicious. There's actually two of them I would put above Nephila. One is a really good chicken corn chowder. I think that's like a meal in a bowl right there. Or a good borscht, a nice heavy beet soup made with like an oxtail or something. I think those two items maybe slip in your mind. I think you might be putting the Nephila a little ahead of some too dynamic soup.
Just don't know if I can go there. I don't know.
Ooh.
No. Yeah.
Come on, Scott. Look at it. They're wonderful.
Maybe we better have a little soup tasting test. We'll get a number of soups here. We'll kind of get a top three, and we'll have a little contest. Bring in some of our listeners, and I'm thinking that's a plan, Phil. So I'm on it. I appreciate the call. Hope things are well in one of North Dakota's greatest cities, if not its greatest city, Watford City. Love Watford City. Robin Bismarck, what is on your mind? Robin, are you there? Hi there.
Yes, sir. Talking about abortion. The thing that bothers me is I hear everybody say, God bless America, God bless America. How can he bless America when he killed 60,000 of his kids?
Well, yeah, maybe though, when you say God bless America, you're hoping that, that ends, that there's an awakening. You know, Donald Trump has the greatest keys to this, puzzle right now. Obviously, if, there's another Supreme Court nominee, we're going to be closer than we've ever been in my lifetime, anyway, to ending this. So it might happen with him. And I do think that's great about Donald Trump. He's been absolutely tireless on this issue. I've been a good defender, but I hear you, Rob. I guess, you know, he still has blessed America.
Yep.
Right?
Okay,
but,
thank you.
We haven't returned the favor, maybe. I don't know. Thank you, Rob. Rob says, I'm not so sure if we should be saying God bless America. I'm going to keep saying it, though. Rick, South Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, before I get to my abortion comment, I just want to make the comment that Kramer couldn't get there for the abortion vote, but he was there to vote away your right to spend the money the way you'd like to. He voted in favor of banning you from boycotting Israel if you don't like how they kill children on the other side of that border. He voted for that. He voted to take away your right as a businessman to boycott Israel. And that's just like Obamacare. Forcing you to buy health insurance. So I don't know what this Kramer guy is doing for North Dakota. I mean, we got to ask him, who does he love most? The Jews in Israel or the people of North Dakota. Now, as far as abortion goes, what you were talking about in Germany and euthanasia, if you had a kid that was blind, deaf, and dumb, they would take that problem off your hands. But what you've been told about Germany, a country that gave awards out for motherhood, is really a crime. Ronald Reagan said, and I have the MP3 if you want it, that there is no evidence that 6 million people were put in camps. That's Ronald Reagan's own words.
Yeah, I don't know of what context that would be. Obviously, that's not widely known, but the point is, you're really getting into conspiracy theory territory to believe that that didn't happen, especially with the amount of, I mean, look at President Eisenhower, who himself said, you know, I'm here for one reason. I don't want anybody to be able to say this didn't happen because I saw it with my own eyes.
Okay. I'll make one more comment and I'll go. Roosevelt, De Gaulle, and Churchill never mentioned one word about the death camps. And you didn't hear about the death camps until the 70s. If you went to college in the 50s and 60s, you never heard about the Holocaust. This thing was invented when the silicon chip came.
Why would it be invented? What would the motivation be to invent it?
Because the people that did the real killing.
So,
Bolshevik Jews in Russia. Go see a video called Europa, The Last Battle. And then you tell me what you think of that video. It's called Europa, The Last Battle.
So the Holocaust survivors that I visited with at the Holocaust Museum in December, they're like, what, imposters or what?
There is absolutely no evidence to this crime.
I just told you about some. I just told you that I talked to these people. Right? They were liberated by the United States. Okay. We're moving on. Larry in Balta, what's on your mind, Larry?
Hey, Scott. Say, that guy, that last caller, he, I don't know where he's getting his information, but he's all washed up there. My uncle was over there. Jack Flynn, and he had pictures. But anyway, I want to give you a heads up on that Nephila soup. My mom called it noodle soup, and she started it with fresh side pork in the pot. She fried that first, then onions, and then did the rest of the soup mixing. And these Nephila soup makers out there, try a little side pork in your Nephila. Puts a whole new twist on her, and she's delicious.
See, there you go. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're enhancing the beauty of Nephila soup with some other goodies. I love it. University of Mary serves up Nephila every day, and they put a little chicken in there, too. It's pretty good there. I've had it up there at the Crow's Nest in the Lumen Vitae Center. Larry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much, and our best to everyone in Balta today. Back to more of What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times. And had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
A second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends ahead of schedule, with no agreement reached between the two on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
It's a process and it's moving along, but we just felt it wasn't appropriate to sign an agreement today.
The ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan, says yesterday's hearing featuring Michael Cohen was not really about finding facts.
This is step one in the Democrats' crazy efforts to impeach the President of the United States.
Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, headed to prison for lying to Congress today behind closed doors with members of the House Intelligence Committee. Economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2018 comes in better than expected. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. We'll even install your new blades while you wait. See better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. I give the website out often when I talk about H.A. Thompson & Sons, but have you been there? Gone to hatandsons.com? I'll go there with you right now. Let's just do this together, okay? You buy a keyboard, you go hatandsons.com, okay? And when you go there, right at the top, there's a link under commercial. Commercial contract maintenance. You click on that, and there's a video. And the video actually lays out some relief for your bottom line. That's right. Save money. Their team of over 30 experienced technicians provide fast, friendly service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you don't worry about a thing. This really works good. There was an old model in the industry, which was, you know, providing services and then billing hourly for repairs. Instead of getting paid for making a client's equipment run more efficiently and reliably, like it should be done, contractors were getting paid when clients had problems and breakdowns. So now you turn the maintenance over with these linked service contracts, and they do it all. And hundreds of customers, hundreds of buildings have benefited from this. Find out more if you're looking to save on your bottom line. HATandSons.com. Okay? All right. A few texts like this one about that previous caller. Oof-da. That guy. Oof-da. That guy.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. A Giza sheet owner says you should describe them as soft, cool, smooth sheets. There you go. Soft, cool, smooth sheets. There you go. I like that very much. Texter says, that guy is nuts. My dad was a World War II veteran. His outfit liberated 80 camps. His unit went farther east in Germany than any other outfit. God bless him. Helen Keller would have been aborted.
Well,
just a texter.
Well?
Yeah. Scott, stop using religion as a reason against abortion. Religion has been used to commit genocide. Well, I think what you mean when you say religion has been used to commit genocide is essentially human beings choosing to commit genocide. And erroneously using it and tying it to some, you know, religion. Because a God-made religion would not commit genocide. So, I think you can come at a case of abortion, whether you're for or against it, from a strictly science perspective. I mean, look at an ultrasound. Look when a baby starts sucking his thumb and moving around and, you know, doing all that. Just totally look at science. Don't look at it from any other perspective, and I don't know how you can come to any other conclusion. As I say, I happen to use both. Because I believe when you think about, and this is easy for us just to forget sometimes. First-time parents probably recognize this more than anyone. But when you think about a baby, okay, and a baby down to the, you know, the little fingernails and the whole thing, and it, you know, comes out of its mother and is now breathing in its world. You look at that and say, how did this happen? And if you think it's like just some sort of scientific thing, I don't know. You have a different worldview than I do. Because I don't think there's any way to describe the birth of a baby and all that happens with a baby after it's born as well and growing is having a... Certainly our culture and the environment shaped that child, but that to me is, that's God at work. There's no other way to describe it and a plan for that child. Another texter, Scott, since you are so against abortion, what help are you pro-lifers willing to give? Oh, that's a popular question among people who just want to be easy. First of all, to say that a child's going to be a burden, so therefore kill it, because it'll be less of a burden to the mother and the family, and then it won't have to go through some really bad times itself, is playing God, in my view. It's just, you know, it's ridiculous. But I think the pro-life community does a very good job. For one, adoption is a good example of the pro-life community. There are way more people who want to adopt than there are children available to adopt. So that'd be one way. And obviously that's been a lifesaver for a lot of people. The pregnancy help centers now, all throughout the state we have them, for instance, do a lot of good, you know. Earn while you learn, so you're getting baby clothes while you're learning how to care for the baby. I mean, there's a lot of different ways, and those are all supported with just 100% generosity. Government doesn't help them out at all. So hopefully that answers your question. Billy and Bismarck, let's go to you. You're next, and what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. First of all, let me say there's a big difference between religion and the Bible, because Messianics, if Christians, if Catholics, if they all interpreted the Bible the same way, you know, then there would be no difference. But each of those is religion. But you are arguing about against abortions purely from a biblical standpoint, you know, and what does it really say? It says that we are supposed to uphold the cause of the fatherless. We're supposed to protect the fatherless and defend them. Well, I can't think of any more fatherless person than an unborn baby, especially to a woman who plans to abort it, because the government has taken away the right of the father to protect that child. I think, personally, I think abortion is the most abhorrent thing that there is, that a human being could do, because you're just absolutely murdering an innocent. And, of course, if anybody who reads the Bible knows that one of the seven things that God hates is hands who shed innocent blood.
And what's more innocent than a baby? You're absolutely right. How has the government taken away a father's right to defend that baby?
Roe versus Wade. It's all about women's rights. It has nothing to do with the baby. It has nothing to do with the father.
Privacy, yeah. And you're right. I guess there have been cases where the father of babies have wanted the mother to carry the baby to term, and she's not done it been able to do it. Yeah, interesting. Thanks, Billy. Appreciate that. Scott in Southwest North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, this is kind of like beating a dead horse, I guess, but I just wanted to make a comment on that kook that called and said the Holocaust didn't happen. I think he said nobody ever heard about the Holocaust before the 70s. Did he say that?
Yeah, he did. That was one of the many things.
Well, what was the Nuremberg trials then? There's thousands and thousands of pages of transcripts and videos of the Nuremberg trials talking about the Holocaust and the camps, the concentration camps and the killing of the Jews and, the crematoriums.
Yeah, you're right.
I hear people like that, and I just shake my head. But
yeah, you kind of get in your little cocoon there, and I think you know.
So that's all I had to say. So
yeah,
thank
good
you.
Point. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And he's right about the Nuremberg trials. I mean, that's mid-40s, so maybe he forgot that part. Chris in Watford City, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having a show where you let all people speak. Because, gentlemen, I'm not piling on. I'm standing in defense of my ancestors. I come from a long line of Catholics and Lutherans who were ethnic Jews and who left Prussia and Alsace-Lorraine and other places as these pogroms and these eugenics and anti-Jewish sentiment were ramping back up in Europe. And I will tell you, I've stood in the concentration camps. I felt the spirits crying from the very pits that their bodies were burned in. And that person, if he's still listening, I would invite him to go and stand. They're still there. They won't tear them down, thank heavens. Go and stand in a concentration camp on a rainy day when you're all alone and talk to God and ask the question, and he will scream at you that this thing absolutely happened. And then to add to it on the abortion fight, the United States, through our Supreme Court, has surpassed Hitler and has surpassed Stalin and is right behind Chairman Mao as far as the number of innocents murdered or those caused to be brought to death by their radical beliefs, with 61, closing on 62 million dead innocents lying at the altar of eugenics. And it just makes me sick. But I will stand in anybody's face and tell them it happened. And relatives, not ancestors, because my ancestors obviously got out, but relatives of mine, just by virtue of their names, the Krakenbergers and the Snabels and the Detmans with the Jewish sounding names, were sent to those camps. And so I just have to stand up. I don't care how many people come before or after me, I have to stand up and say, it happened, it was real, and so many good, blessed, wonderful things were taken out of this world by that process, and tenfold through abortion. So, thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your passion on it, and you're 100% right. Couldn't agree with you anymore. No doubt about it. It is America, and we are willing to listen to all sides, and, you know, I quickly realized we had a denier on the line, but, you know, I'm going to let him go and try and ask a couple of questions along the way, but I think folks have addressed it properly. Texter says, I'm one of those unable to have children. I do not hear enough about adoption. Maybe insurance or government should be funding some of that instead. Promote the family. Texter says, be warned, Scott. Be warned. Europe, The Last Battle is an anti-Semitic film. Yeah. Well, I think we figured if he was suggesting those films, that they would be. So, yeah, thank you for the warning. Texter says, even the good Lord likes a hearty chili. Now, I don't know how this person would know that, but I will admit, right behind Nephila soup is chili. See, I don't ever consider chili soup, but is it? Is that soup?
I don't think of it as soup, but I guess it kind of depends on who makes it and how, you know, consistency it is. But
if you don't consider it soup, and I don't consider it soup, it's decided. It's not soup. It's not soup, Todd.
Okay.
We've decided it. No.
You got chili, you got stew, and you got soup.
Okay.
I want to put a Facebook poll up right now. Is chili a soup?
Yeah. Yeah, please do. Let us know what you find out. Todd's Facebook page, you can check that out. Let's see here. My wife's borscht soup is even better than her wonderful Nephila soup. Well, smart guy we got go right there. Borscht rules, says another. Talk about changing her life. Jane Roe, after Roe versus Wade ruling, became a Christian and part of the pro-life side until her death in 2017. She did. Quite a compelling story. You're absolutely right. Scott, don't forget, gender is also decided at conception. Of course. Absolutely. Yes. All right, Denny and Dickinson when we come back. Waiting to go, and more of your calls in our final segment. Where did they go? Wow.
Cattlemen, what are your goals for your cow herd? Look at the predictability, performance, and great females that Simmental Genetics can add to your herd. More pounds at weaning, quality carcass value, feed efficiency, calving ease, and strong maternal characteristics for replacements. The total package of Simmental is ideal for any crossbreeding program. The American Simmental Association is carrying on the strong research programs to give the tools and predictability to meet your goals. Check out www.northdakotasimmental.com today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Imagine a long Northern Plains winter with a swim spa in your home. Talk about wellness. Vince Webker is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What's an endless pool?
Well, an endless pool is a fitness machine, as we like to call it. What it allows you to do is physical activity in water. For example, they have a treadmill in the bottom, and like I tell everybody, not everybody's a runner, but everybody in an endless pool can be a good runner because of the aspect of the water. And the ability for us as human beings to exercise in water allows that mobility to continue, and great things happen in water. That's why we rehab in water, and you know, several success stories of losing weight and becoming more physical fit with this product. And they just introduced a bicycle to it, too. So for those of you that are into triathlons, and you can do all three in this product.
Incredible. See it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You might have heard the weekend forecast. We could see some 20 below temps, some 50 below windshields. Why not have a heated steering wheel instead of holding on to a big round icicle? Get your Schwann Buick GMC.com.
We are continuing in our final segment here of What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Last chance to get a comment in. Tell us what's on your mind. You can also text us. 367-2054 for me. Todd's at 226-8503. Brought to you in part today also by High Plains Apache. All right, it's March tomorrow. There will be another growing season. You will be in the field. The snow will all be gone. A distant memory this crazy winter of 2019. And probably going to be a little wet, be my guess. And a little challenging getting into the field. Well, if you want to be in the field when your neighbors are not, just be on a High Plains Apache sprayer. That's right. It's lighter. It weighs about 10 to 15,000 pounds less than competitive sprayer models, so you have a lot less soil compaction, fuel consumption, and you're not as bogged down. Support's there from your Apache dealer 24/7. They're dependable, they're simple, they're affordable, they're great quality. HighPlainsApache.com, or stop and see them in Mandan, Frontier, south of Fargo, online at HighPlainsApache.com. All right, John in Bismarck says he has something better than Nephila soup. It's a tall order, Jeff, but we'll listen.
Oh, come on, Scott.
Yeah.
Schweitzer's meat, inch and a half thick ribeye steak cooked to your perfection. And off to the side of that is a little bowl of Nephila soup. You got to admit that steak is just delicious.
Well, I do. I mean, the steak is, you know, and especially if it's, you know, North Dakota corn-fed or, you know, grass-fed or natural-raised beef, you know, that they process down at their butcher shop and then bring up to the store in Bismarck. I'm with you, but it's a stretch to say Nephila soup with something else is better than Nephila soup, because I'm saying find me a soup better than Nephila is what I'm trying to say. But
I went down and purchased some hamburger from there, because my kids, they eat a lot of meat. They're weightlifters. And I was cooking that Schweitzer's meat up in my kitchen. And the kids walked in and they smelt that. And they were like, what's that smell? And I was like, it's from Schweitzer's. Well, where is that? And I told them. And they're like, wow, they sat up to the table right away. And that pan was gone instantly.
Exactly right. Well, you did make my mouth water, so we'll give you a MyPillow for that. How about that?
Wow. Hey, thank you. I love Schweitzer. Thank you.
Todd will slap John on a pillow at the studios there at 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck, and you can stop by and pick it up, okay?
All right. Thank you.
What color post-it note are you going to put on that, Todd?
Probably yellow, because
okay. That's
probably all I have.
Yellow, not a pink, not a blue, never mind. All right, John, you got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. And thanks for giving a plug for one of our fine sponsors, Schweitzer's. And he's right. The ground beef is great. We've had that, too. I hear a lot of people raving about the country-style sausages. They're all homemade. Original garlic, cheddar, the whole deal. And if you tell them you heard about it from us, you get a discount. 625 South Washington Street. Bismarck by Runnings. Not far from Dan's. Just on the same size street as Dan's and Runnings. 625 South Washington. Bismarck. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Did I get to all of these texts? Tons of them today. Just tons of them. Let's see here. The depot is still open in Jamestown. Different owner, but same people work there, and their Nephila soup is awesome with their homemade flesh kekla. Did you say that right, Tom?
Flesh kekla.
I didn't say it right.
Scott, you've been here how long?
I know, and we've been through this before. I get massive grief about that, but I even have
oofta!
Oofta. Flesh kikla. Homemade flesh kikla and mashed potatoes and gravy. So there's a plug for the depot in Jamestown. I got to find that place. Reuben soup beats Nephila, says somebody. I don't think so.
Ooh.
Why doesn't Trump pay Kim $150 billion secretly and then tell the media it was the greatest deal ever? Ha, 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 ha. You get that, Todd? That was a little reference to Iran.
It was.
And that whole deal that Heidi Heitkamp voted for in Iran. Yeah, to bring them duffel bags full of cash. Yeah. Well, the media would love it, but he'd have to have a D behind his name. Kathy in Lincoln, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, good morning. I hear you guys talking about borscht soup and Nephila this morning.
That's been a couple of them, yeah.
I want to invite people to come out to the Tumbleweed in Lincoln Saturday night. Peace Lutheran Church of Lincoln is having a benefit with sausage, Nephila, and sauerkraut, and borscht soup. So come on out and enjoy. Even though the weather might be a little chilly, the soup is going to be hot, and the sausage is going to be yummy, and the Nephila is scrumptious.
Wow, does that sound good? That sounds really, really good. Yeah, absolutely. And that's when to when in Lincoln?
That's this Saturday night, 2 March, and we'll be serving from 5 to 8 o'clock, depending on when we run out of food.
I love it. Sounds fun, Kathy.
we have like 80 silent auction items for people to bid on, too.
All right, I hope folks go out there. Sounds like a great cause. What a fun show. We had a lot of fun today. Soup to nuts we covered today on the program, didn't we? And don't forget Monday, by the way, we are in Washington, D.C. at the White House with the Bison. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, MyPillow, Hess, Plains Egg Equipment, the Medicine Chef, and Enbridge. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Talk Radio Town Hall is Senator Cranker.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days. If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.